I'm Deanne Penn at the United Nations in New York. Over a year after cholera broke out in Yemen, killing more than 2,000 people, the disease is back and spreading fast. Once more, the key port city of Hodeidah, held by the Houthis and the target of continued airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition to regain control of the city, is facing a deadly outbreak. To mitigate the risks, the Ministry of Health and the UN launched a week-long cholera oral vaccination campaign to target the most vulnerable last Saturday. Grant Philip Leite, UNICEF's Deputy Director for Emergency Programs, told Yasmina Gerda about the progress made so far and the challenges teams still face on the ground.
Okay, well, overall, there's a very, very serious situation, and Yemen has been classified as probably the worst humanitarian situation in the world today. It's estimated there are over 22 million people, of which 11 million children, in humanitarian need. 2 million are internally displaced. There are over 6 million who are food insecure. And there are 400,000 children who have severe acute malnutrition, children below the age of five. In addition to that, because of the collapse of the health system and other public services such as water and sanitation, there are a significant concern. It's been the world's biggest cholera outbreak, with over 1,100,000 cases since April of last year. There are also there's a diphtheria outbreak. All of these put together pose a very grave risk to child mortality. And in parallel to the health, of course, there are grave child protection concerns with violations with the recruitment of children, killing, maiming of children who are unfortunately often close to the current conflict that rages through much of the country.
How common is it to carry out this type of oral vaccination campaign in contexts as violent as Yemen currently?
Well, unfortunately, cholera is very frequent in conflict situations, precisely because of it's when people no longer have access to clean drinking water, when public health systems are weakened, so it's an unfortunate bedfellow of conflict context. Indeed, cholera vaccination is something which is difficult to carry out in those conditions, but it's part of an overall set of preventive measures, the others being in terms of ensuring the availability of clean drinking water and ensuring effective sanitation systems.
What is the expected outcome of this campaign? How many people are targeted?
Well, in Yemen, we are severely limited by the conflict situation. There was a first round which was carried out in Aden. This is now the second wave is actually where is focused on what was the epicenter of the cholera outbreak in Yemen, which is Hodeidah. And there's over the last 3 days, activities have been going on with a target of reaching in the second phase 500,000 people in total. On the first day, we apparently reached, it's an unconfirmed figure, and we should hopefully have all of these numbers by tomorrow, over 88,000 children from the year of one up. So this will be the second of 3 phases. The third is planned for other parts of both the north and south of Yemen to reach what we refer to as the kind of the cholera hotspot. So we prioritize by the different health districts where we see these risks.
What are some of the obstacles that you face and how are you overcoming them?
In Hodeidah, we, as you well know, since June, it has been the theater of a military operation, which then clearly makes it extremely difficult to have the right conditions, because this involves a significant number of people. The campaign is done jointly by UNICEF, WHO, and the Ministry of Health and other partners. So that's a lot of people on the ground, which we need to ensure are working in safe conditions. The other serious threat, and we are extremely concerned with the number of repeated attacks on water installations, which are precisely what we don't need from a point of view of cholera containment. So they, really it's a question of having access and also respecting the appropriate infrastructure, hospitals, water treatment plants. Children in Yemen are like children in any other war. They want peace. They want to be able to move from their house. They want to be able to go to school. They want a future. They are scared of the situation where there's bombing and they are, you know, exchanges between different factions with gunfire. They are looking for peace, and they are looking for the security of their families, and they want to go to school, and they want their future.